the people that do the real work. We are just talking to Joe Jack about sports, Jasky, but these people out there working behind the scenes, making sure the community's safe. A lot of good times out there, including my boy Kevin, who was writing on Sam Chan's here. But anyway, we got to get back to this loss, man, because it's a painful one. It's a painful one. I never, Jasky, up until that punt return, I was like, damn, the Niners are going to really lose this game. They're going to lose this freaking game to the L.A. Rams, who have nobody playing.
I must have said 50 times during the stream, can't let these guys hang around. Can't let these guys hang around. Can't let these guys hang around. And they let them hang around and hang around and hang around. And it was like you allowed the run game to stay in it. When you're only down two scores in the NFL, right, in the modern NFL, right, you could still run the ball.
Yeah.
When you're down three scores, you can't. And now you're one-dimensional. At no point in the second half did it feel like they were heating up Stafford. What did we say Thursday, Friday? Gotta heat him up.
Gotta heat him up.
This defensive line. And they showed the graphic throughout the game. Oh, look at this lineman's out. This lineman's out. This is how many different combinations of Rams linemen have played this year. And it looked like the 49er defensive line couldn't push a bunch of fourth graders.
The effort after the missed field goal. The effort. The game is on the line. And the video of Bosa and Hargrave and that entire defensive front trying to get at the quarterback, that was piss poor, man. These players this week are not going to want to be in a film room watching that effort. When you got former players, oh man, I don't know if they really want to win. I don't know if they really want to win. Like, what? How can effort be questioned in a 24-17 game to improve to 2-1 against a divisional opponent? And now, look, we are scoreboard watching because there's only one bye week in each conference. One team gets a bye week. You want to win a division to at least get a home game in the playoffs. Well, now you're two games behind Seattle because they're 3-0. You don't have much wiggle room here moving forward, Chasky, because Seattle's stacking wins.
Their defense looks slow and old. It's pretty straightforward to me. Like, they look slow and old. Right now, what is the strength of the defense? Like, Fred's playing his butt off, but is he stopping the run? No, you need other guys up front.
You hear that silence?
Yeah. Okay. Are they making plays on balls down the field? No. Are they open field tackling well? Are they collapsing the pocket on the quarterback? Are they stopping the outside run?
They're not doing anything.
How about the inside run?
They're not doing anything.
Okay. How's their third down conversion rate?
This defense, this may be the worst defense they've had since 2018.
But see,
this may be the worst defense.
See, okay.
And that was pre-Bosa.
But there's too much money spent on that side of the ball.
I 100%
to have
agree.
Those results.
Oh, I 100% agree. So what I do is I start with the big money players. Now, is Fred earning his paycheck? Fred Warner's earning his paycheck, right?
He's the best player on defense.
Right. I'm liable to say, hey, let's rip up your contract, give you new money. Like, if there's anybody who deserves new money, it's number 54, Fred Warner.
I'm with you. We agree there.
Javon Hargrave. I mean, come on.
Since about midway through last year, I've been out on the whole Hargrave thing, and I told the money allocated to him and the lack of impact. Look, and no, he had a sack in this game, and most people forgot about it because he didn't do much else.
Well, you know, we had him on. Remember in the offseason, we did like 21 minutes with Javon Hargrave. I was like, I like this guy. I'm rooting for him.
Great nickname.
Grave digger. Yeah, but, you know, not sure how many graves he's really digging out there, if you know what I mean.
His own career grave. I mean, like, the guy, they're like, he hurt his tricep. Like, what, begging to come out of the game after getting stonewalled?
So you got Javon Hargrave. I got number 97, Nick Bosa. He's got, what, two sacks on the season? He's 25th in the league? Now he's got to ratchet this up. Now the film will tell you, well, he's doing what he's got to do. He's creating for, but you know what? I need stats from him. It's not good enough. Solid for Nick Bosa is not good enough when you get paid that money. And when we think about the $120 million you got guaranteed and you held out and you blamed, he was the first to the trough to throw Steve Wilks under the bus. So what are we going to do now?
Well, I need leadership from him. I mean, and it starts with him owning up to his own play. There were two plays in this game. He had a couple of nice rushes, but there were two plays that stuck out to me. One where D'Amino Lenore sticks the rusher and Bosa misses the tackle, and then he cleans it up afterwards. But to me, it's like, hey, the elite players don't miss that first tackle.
And I know
you made the play, right? You ended up making the play, and you were lucky to make that play because D'Amino Lenore kind of stopped the gap there. his inability to shed a block in the run game really frustrates me for how much he's being paid.
Oh, my gosh.
It's talk alarming. About sacks and pressures and PFF ratings and all that stuff.
It's alarming.
But are you a complete player? And right now, he doesn't look like a complete player.
He's just a power rusher. And so when he's lined up in a wide nine and he's lined up so far out, he's not beating guys with speed. Mm. He's beating guys with power. So by the time he does, like the quarterback's already in the pocket for 4 seconds by the time he breathes on him. I need more from Nick Bosa. I'm putting it, and I'm just going to stop right there. Let's go to the lines. I need more from Nick Bosa. All right, before we get to Schlepp Rock, let's get the Rams fan out of the way. Rudy in Riverside. Make it quick, Rudy. Long time, no talk. Hey. I missed you.
How you doing, fellas?
Not good.
I gotta tell you, before I get to what I want to say, I want to just tell you this, that there is actually Niner fans that are Rams season ticket holders. It was amazing. So they were giving away the Sean McVay bobblehead yesterday for Rams season ticket holders, right? If you're a ticket member. There were Niner fans in line to get a McVay bobblehead. Embarrassing. Can you imagine a Rams fan
shut
in
up.
Line?
That's not true. I don't believe you.
No, that's true. Okay, you can look it up. Okay, now, before I get to that. Okay, props to Brock Purdy. He was able to get some passes off with scrambling and all that, but the Rams are missing two of their best secondary guys in Darius Williams and Johnny Johnson III. At times, he had all day to throw and couldn't find guys. Props to him. This game came down to Stafford versus Purdy. And Stafford dropped the dimes. He showed you the difference between the two levels in quarterbacking between the two teams. Now, also on the offensive line, we don't even have Steve Avila yet. We don't have Jonah Jackson.
All right, this ain't a Rams. Bye-bye. Get the hell out of here. I give you time. This ain't the Rams. Go call Kirk Morrison. Go call Kirk. Call wasn't good. Contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. To hell with the Rams. I gave Rudy, I just want to get him out the way because Rudy's a roaster, but damn it.
Shut
to hell
up.
With you. I don't care about what the Rams got cooking. See you guys at Levi's. Payback's a mother. You know what? Schlepp Rock and Fremont. What's happening?
Rudy. Here's the thing, guys. I got three things. It just looked like, I'm not going to say they got out coached or whatever, but when it comes to the 49ers, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not a Niners fan, but I enjoy the entertainment watching them on TV. When they're leading the game and it goes to halftime, it seems like they're failing to make adjustments, and the other team makes adjustments, and then they come out, and the next thing you know, the Niners are losing that game because it seems like no adjustments were made, whether they're winning or losing, or the adjustments that they did make don't pan out. And they tend to lose games when they're ahead. So that's confusing to me. That play, Bonte, when you said Ayuk was wide open late in the fourth quarter, he was open quick. And I think Purdy missed it. Purdy should have went there, got the ball off quick, and then Ayuk is running for a touchdown. I think he was open, but he wasn't wide open.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm coming down your side of the street when it comes to the timeouts late. I think with a squad like the Niners have, missing a bunch of their key players on offense, you want to have as much time at the end of the game as possible. So I'm coming down your side of the street on the timeout thing. So that's what I got, guys.
Good call, Schlepp Rock. Good to hear from you, Schlepp Rock. Remember, he came up with the Looney nickname, you know, Kavon Windex Looney, because all he does is clean up the glass. That was a really good nick. By the way, Looney looks like he's in phenomenal shape. He does. His body went through an entire transformation. We'll get to the Warriors at some point over the
next
couple
of
weeks.
Will he be at training camp, though?
Yeah,
will he be in game shape?
Oh, yes. He will be in Hawaii. Now, Hawaii scares me. Hawaii does scare me. You could get into a lot of fun out there in Hawaii. I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins. Yes, I am. But by the way, shout out to the Wiggins family. He lost his father. Which we didn't touch on. And I know that, you know, we don't need to speak about it on this show. We know who we lost, Papa Shasky, rest in peace. But Wiggins lost his father, Mitchell Wiggins, who was fighting a battle of sickness for the last couple of years. So shout out to Andrew Wiggins. Hopefully he's doing well. Back to the lines. Let's go to, you know what? I'm going to get to Jan. Then we'll get to Telmo. Jan in Mountain View. Long time. No talk, Jan.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. The point I want to make is, like, In basketball, you win the quarter and you play one quarter at a time. Well, the Niners, they come out in the first quarter and the defense is sacking, you know, Stafford and getting after him and everything. And then what's happening the rest of the team? They're kind of laying off and they're not, you know, they're not getting after the quarterback. They weren't paying attention to that fake punt or nothing, you know. They're just, you know, they just kind of lay back and let them do whatever they wanted. And I'm like, where the heck is the defense?
I'm with you. The defense is not there, Jan. What happens now? What's is the season over for you, Jan? Because there's a lot of doom and gloom right now. There's a lot of football to be played. But how can they fix this defense, Jan?
Well, I'm not giving up on them, but they need to make adjustments and they need to get on the right side of the track and win these games. I mean, that game could have been won, and they just gave up. And Lord have mercy, you know. I thought, you know, they could have, you know, after Purdy did that scramble and in the fourth quarter and tried to get closer to, you know, even though he didn't make a first down, they didn't make a first down, and the kicker missed that field goal. Where the heck was the special teams and trying to stop that? You know that.
Punt return
from running it back like he did.
No, Jan, it's very frustrating, Janet. Thanks for the call.